Thursday mornings here on Dave and Darren, we get a chance to speak with Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader about what's going on in the world of cinema. The movies, if you'll have
the
it.
The pictures. The talkies.
the talkies. And this is a big week because the Academy Awards are out.
Yeah, Sunday. Week. Absolutely. That could be a train wreck.
I imagine you have your predictions on the River Cities
I do.
Reader.
Yeah, yeah. Last weekend... Well, the weekend before that, nothing opened, so
right.
I just had
so
to.
You had time to do
I
that.
I had time to do that, exactly. And then I made up for lost time by reviewing six of them this past weekend.
You
crazy.
Think the Benedict Cumberbatch
I
Power
do,
of the Dog is going to
I do,
win.
But I'm not feeling great about it. I think it's consensus choice in the end, but I don't think it's going to win anything beyond picture and director.
So is this one a little more up in the air than?
Yeah,
typical?
Than usual. Yeah. Absolutely, because Coda is coming on incredibly strong and. King Richard has fans in Belfast. So, yeah, I'm feeling it. It deserves it, but I'm shaky on that one.
I'm telling you right now, it's going to be West Side Story.
You're still pushing mm-hmm. that
and
theory.
Spielberg
okay.
wins. Spielberg will win for Best Director.
Oh, that's never happening.
We'll find
okay,
out.
Okay, all right.
Well, let's meet again in a week.
Yeah, sounds good.
You're absolutely right about Jessica Chastain, though.
Yeah, I
you
hope so.
You have her down for Best Actress.
And
that's,
she's good.
That's a lock. And Will Smith is a lock for King Richard,
yes,
right?
Yes, I think so, for yeah. sure. Anita's going to win, Ariana DeBose from West Side, but I don't know if it gets anything else.
Yeah, no, it's we'll gonna, West Side Story's going to have a monster
we'll
night.
We'll talk.
You heard it here first.
All right.
You can read all of Mike's predictions for the 2022 Academy Awards online at rcreader.com. And is this a week that you have a printed issue?
No,
edition?
2 weeks from today.
All right.
The 7th of
so
April.
So then there you
yeah.
go. You gotta go to the website.
Indeed. And then you say you did a bunch of catching up.
Six movies wow. I saw in 2 days, I think.
Goodness.
3 days, maybe. I don't know. That was a long time ago. There was some good stuff, though.
What is The Outfit?
Ooh, The Outfit is great. Fantastic. It is a crime thriller set in Chicago in 1956 about a cutter who's kind of like a tailor, but like... cooler, who works for the mob, and the mob finds out that there's a rat in the organization, mm-hmm. and it looks like it could be the tailor, or yeah. it could be one of the mobsters, or it could be his assistant, and so it's only like seven characters for an hour and 45 minutes, and but it's really twisty, and the plotting is great, and Mark Rylance is the star, and he is unbelievably good in this. So subtle. Bridge of Spies, did you see that Spielberg movie?
Right.
That he won the Oscar for?
Right.
It's like that, but stretched over an hour and 45 minutes. Like his performance for an hour and 45 minutes. It's brilliant. It's really good.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's in the theaters? Or?
It is, yeah. Still playing at the Cinemar.
I had no idea.
It's tremendous. Loved it.
Yeah. What is X?
X. Ooh, X is nasty. X is a horror flick about a group of early 20-somethings who go to an abandoned farmhouse in Texas to shoot a porn movie. And become stars.
Uh-huh.
And the elderly
this
proprietors.
This is going to be our big break.
Yeah, it's set in 1979. Uh-huh. And so it's all, I mean, it's all yeah. bell-bottoms and stuff. And the elderly proprietors aren't crazy about having kids on their lawn. And it's gory as all get out.
Huh.
It's really scary. Really well-acted. Very funny sometimes. It's tremendous. Yeah. That was a good twofer. I saw those like back-to-back and was
two
like, oh,
two.
My gosh. Yeah. Yeah, my weekend's going great.
And then there's a Sandra Oh comedy.
No, a horror movie.
Oh, that's actually. A horror movie?
Yeah. Uma. Uma, yes. It's not very scary, but it's kind of effective. She plays a woman whose mother abused her as a child, and her uncle shows up with her mother's remains and says you have to give her a traditional Korean burial or she's going to haunt you.
Uh-huh.
And Sandra was like, I hated that woman. She ain't getting no burial.
Yeah.
And she gets haunted.
Oh.
So it's...
You know what? You get the haunting.
Exactly. You kind of see what's coming.
Yeah.
And she should have seen what's coming.
You're going to get the haunting.
But it's got good stuff about kind of Korean culture. And Sandra Oh's got a teenage daughter who's like, Mom, just bury the woman already.
I was going to say, is she just being stubborn? Like,
yeah.
No? Okay,
pretty
like,
much.
Okay. It's a haunting.
Yeah.
I can put up with the
yeah.
haunting.
And darling, you live with it too, because that's yeah. just the way our family rolls.
Yeah.
Now, and so the mother then starts possessing Sandra Oh, and she starts turning into her abusive mother, and it's
boy.
Got interesting stuff in it. It's not scary, but it's fascinating.
Just pigheaded.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that calls the last
yeah.
movie that I saw was Sandra Oh as a mother, and that was Turning Red.
I didn't see that.
Was you it, haven't seen that?
I don't have Disney Plus.
Oh, man.
So no. But
it's
I hear
new,
it's great.
The new Pixar.
Yeah, I hear it's terrific.
It's interesting.
Okay.
I wouldn't say great. It was.
If you're a 13-year-old girl, is it great? Because that's what I'm reading. It's like, oh, 13-year-old girls finally have a Pixar of their own.
I don't know that if I was a 13-year-old girl, it would speak to me as much as somebody who has been a 13-year-old girl. I think if you're on the other side of it, it's probably a better movie.
Oh, it makes sense.
Look, it's a Pixar movie. You're getting exactly what you think you're getting.
Your review of that movie was that it was funny. You said it was funny.
It had some moments. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I wasn't knocked out by the trailer. I thought it was fine, but okay.
You know what? It was fine is my review.
Okay.
It was fine. When it was over, I thought, I'm glad I watched that.
I might get...
I'm done thinking about it.
I said it was interesting.
I might get a guest subscription and check out a couple things, because I'm behind on a few Disney movies because, you know, I don't have it.
I started West Side Story on the Disney Plus, and I stopped halfway through.
Why is that?
I've seen it before. Like,
and still think it's going to win Best Picture? See, I think a lot of people like you do. You know, they're like, yeah, I've seen this. I don't know.
I'm telling you, I know Hollywood. It's going to.
All right. Okay.
It's not about
he knows Hollywood. I know Hollywood. You don't know Hollywood. I know Hollywood.
Listen. At my very core, I am an entertainer.
Yes.
And I know show people. I know how they think. I know how they click. I'm telling you.
You're like the Yoda of I don't know.
I know show people because that's what I am.
All right. Whoo, dog.
What is deep water?
Deep water. You remember Adrian Lyne, the director of Fatal Attraction and Indecent Proposal?
Right.
And he hasn't made a movie in 20 years.
Wow. Why is that?
Nobody knows. I've done research and I can't find out where he went, but he's back and he's making another erotic thriller. This one with Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas. She plays a woman who just constantly cheats on her husband and he just constantly kills her boyfriends.
Oh, boy.
It's set in Louisiana, and so it's got like great...
It works for us.
Yeah, it's got great like bayou locales. I mean, it's a thunderously stupid movie, but fun to watch.
She was my favorite part of the last Bond movie.
I agree.
I might have to
She's my favorite part of Knives Out, too. She's wonderful.
Oh. Is she the daughter in Knives Out?
No, she's the maid.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
She is great.
And then...
Now, that was a who's done it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Daniel Craig.
Which one did you like better? The Knives Out or the one you just saw?
Oh, the Knives Out, for sure. The one I just saw is... Ugh. I mean, it's easy to watch. It's like, yeah, exactly. I got nothing to do on Saturday at 3, so I'll watch that. That's okay. Yeah.
And then finally, Fresh.
Fresh. Yeah, it's been out for a couple of weeks, so I guess I can spoil it and say it's about a girl who falls in love with a cannibal, doesn't know it. She goes on a dating app, and they have a great couple of dates, and it all goes well. And then he drugs her and takes her to his house. He's actually an organ harvester who also eats people,
so you
just on the side.
You don't need this.
Exactly. So he's got a few people locked in a basement.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's great until it becomes a cannibal movie, and then it's like, oh, it's a cannibal movie. Oh. Which I dig generally, but this one was a little bit disappointing. But it's got good performances. Sebastian Stan plays the cannibal. We like him. He's fun. He's fun when he's not in Avengers movies, I think. So.
Oh, I like him in Avengers movies.
Yeah. Oh, did you get to see that Pamela Anderson, Tommy Lee miniseries?
I've heard it's good, but I
haven't watched it. It's great. He's so good as Tommy Lee. Oh, man. Loved it.
I guess you have another movie. You mentioned that there were six in
six.
Total,
oh, yeah,
right?
Master.
What is Master?
Master is another horror movie. So many. Four we got?
Why are they all coming out now?
I don't know. All in the same weekend, too. It's Regina Hall. She plays the headmaster of a very white college in New England that does not care very much for its black students or faculty members. And so it's basically a... It's a graduate thesis project in the guise of a horror movie. You know, it's like we've got stuff we want to say, but it's just not terribly interesting. Regina Hall is great, though. I can't wait to see her host the Oscars. That'll be cool. She's a wonderful actor.
And that's on Amazon Prime.
That's on Amazon Prime. Yeah. So that's my half dozen.
Oh, did you watch
Busy Boy?
Did you watch Watchmen on HBO?
Yeah.
Isn't she great?
No, that's Regina King.
Who's Regina? Who's this one then?
Regina Hall.
That's a different actress.
Yeah, it is indeed.
What has she been in?
She's been in...
I thought Regina King was the host of the Oscars.
No,
Regina
it's Regina Hall,
Hall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't you just tell us who it is?
I'm a much bigger fan of Regina King.
She was in the Scary movies. She is did a great movie called Support the Girls a while ago.
Oh.
You've seen her a lot. She's on that Don Cheadle show on Showtime. Black Monday, I think it is.
I haven't watched that.
Okay.
I have no idea who this actress is.
Oh, you've been seeing her for 20 years, but that's the problem, is that Regina King's the more famous one, and so everyone just assumes that that's who it is.
Wow, and now I feel kind of racist for confusing.
You sound it, too, just a little bit.
No, okay, well, my apologies.
Just saying.
I'm a huge Regina King fan, and have been since 227.
Oh, right. Yeah. Seriously. That was a surprise to find that out. Oh my gosh, I did watch her growing up.
I guess I just see Regina and make an assumption that it's Regina King.
That makes sense. I mean, there aren't a lot of famous Reginas, so I get it.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Now I feel I've made everything uncomfortable here. By confusing
Let's
two
bring it
incredibly
back to Watchmen.
I've confused
perfect figures.
I've mixed up two incredibly talented African American actors, and now I feel
You're paying the price.
Yeah, no. So. This is how I try and backpedal out of it. Mike Schultz, appreciate you coming in and
Absolutely.
Letting us know what's going on with the movies. And I'm telling you, when we talk again next week,
see who's right.
Yeah.
I'll have a big dish of Steven Spielberg crow for you.
Hey, all right. I'll bring a fork.
He's Mike Schultz. You can read his reviews online at rcreader.com and in the pages of the River Cities Reader.